government says it will use part of the higher tax collections from the commodity price boom, mainly from metals like platinum, to narrow its deficit. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana made the announcement in his midterm budget speech in Parliament. He says the tax windfall will further provide short-term relief to vulnerable households and cover the higher costs of the public service wage bill. Amina Akram reports.
Government says in line with its commitments to support vulnerable households impacted by the COVID-19, additional resources for social protection will be considered. However, this will only be done if the fiscal situation improves by February 2022. It has proposed the reintroduction of the temporary 350 rand special COVID-19 social relief grant to be extended until the end of March 2022.
Godongwana has also proposed that government insurance entity Sasria be allocated 3.9 billion to ensure claims following the July public looting and violence are settled. Godongwana says the budget has also made proposals for the police service and the National Defence Force to be allocated additional funding of 950 million rand.
We are now making an additional 11 billion available to the South African Special Risk Insurance Association, which is called SASRIA, to enable them to continue settling legitimate claims to strengthen the fight against crime. We have allocated additional funding to the South African National Defence Force and the police services. All South Africans deserve to be safe.
The Nelson Mandela Foundation has described